I wonder what you mean when you use the word I. I've been very interested in this problem for a long, long time.
I've had this broken heart since last summer. I've learned all of my lessons from depression and bad karma. But every time I reach my peak, it seems I fall back under. And I can't escape my fate because destiny's a fast runner. My summer nights are not as bright as my summer days. Sometimes it gets dark inside and I'm afraid. My summer nights are not as nice as my summer days. Summer nights don't feel like summer days. Summer nights don't feel like summer days. I'm lost and afraid, yeah. Lost in a maze, yeah. Don't feel like summer days. Don't feel like summer. Meditate.
It should be obvious that the human being goes with the rest of the universe. Even though we say in popular speech, I came into this world. Now, it is not true that you came into this world. You came out of it. In the same way as a flower comes out of a plant or a fruit comes out of a tree.
Don't feel like summer. I pray for peace, I need silence. My faith is deep, I need guidance. I need silence to release this pain inside. A little peace and quiet might change my frame of mind. My summer nights are not as bright as my summer days. Sometimes I want to cry and run away. My summer nights do not quite feel like my summer days. Summer nights don't feel like summer days. Summer nights don't feel like summer days. I'm lost and afraid, yeah. Lost in a maze, yeah. Don't feel like summer days. Don't feel like summer. Meditate.
But it does not occur, you see, to the ordinary civilized person to regard himself or herself as an expression of the whole universe. The human being goes with the rest of the universe, and therefore people are an expression of its energy and of its nature. If people are intelligent, and I suppose we have to grant that if,
don't feel like summer.
When you come to see that you can do nothing, that the play of thought, of feeling, etc., just goes on by itself as a happening, then you are in a state which we will call meditation. And slowly, without being pushed, your thoughts will come to silence. That is to say, all the verbal symbolic chatter going on in the skull, don't try and get rid of it, because that will again produce the illusion that there's a controller. Just, it goes on, finally it gets tired of itself and bored and stops. So then there's a silence. And this is a deeper level of meditation. And in that silence, you suddenly begin to see the world as it is. And you don't see any past. You don't see any future. You don't see any difference between yourself and the rest of it. That's just an idea. You can't find any material body. Because material body is an idea, so is spiritual body. This is somebody's philosophical notions. See, reality isn't material, that's an idea. Reality isn't spiritual, that's an idea. So we find, if I've got to put it back into words, that we live in an eternal now. You've got all the time in the world, because you've got all the time there is, which is now. And then we get this strange feeling that we have never had, you see, in our lives, except occasionally by accident. some people get a glimpse, that we are no longer this poor little stranger and afraid in a world it never made, but that you are this universe, and you are creating it at every moment, because you see, it starts now. It didn't begin in the past. There was no past. See, if the universe began in the past, when that happened, it was now. See? Well, it's still now. And the universe is still beginning now, and it's trailing off like the wake of a ship from now. In the wake of the ship fades out, so does the past. You can look back there to explain things, but the explanation disappears. You never find it there. Things are not explained by the past. They're explained by what happens now.